Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I don't get it. I'm flustered. It's like we're talking two different languages. My God.
Now I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Jeff Lutz.
Are you okay? You might need to go with Duda to the doctor later.
In an insane society, the sane man must appear insane.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
True, I gotta give him a point there, although it was wrong. He's doing all right. I'll let him leak out for a little while.
Me so Sally! Oh, so!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's!
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. The hotline, 869-1240. That's courtesy of IHOP. Jason Duda with us today, the three-man booth, Max Power, producing and engineering the show. And Max, it is...
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
All right, Duda has a game, and by golly, we're going to play it.
Are we sure?
Not password today.
No, password, if I'm on next Friday, we'll do password.
Well, let's
get
you on next Friday, then.
So today, since we have the election coming up, I'm going to kind of tie it in order to tie it into the actual question. So you're just going to have to follow along. You guys
sounds
ready?
Difficult. Well, but I'm ready.
Okay. So in this first section of the question, I'll start with who wants to go first?
Jeff will go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
By the way, he texted Ron Baker, hadn't heard back.
No, I heard back.
You asked him to lunch.
And he said, yeah, absolutely.
No, let's see the text.
I showed it to you. I'll read it to you. I said, let's go to the candle club. He said, just name the day.
And I want to see it.
I'll show it to you during the break.
Pathetic.
Ron, please send me just name the day. I won't take it seriously, but... For bragging rights in this case.
He hadn't texted back, has he?
No, he's thinking about it.
All right, what's the... let's go.
What's so funny?
Good grief.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you... Jeff, you're going to go first.
All right.
Bob, if you don't get it right, then Bob can go.
Okay? All right.
And whoever gets the closest then goes to the bonus question.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, so this is...
Wait a minute.
Allocation of votes in each state for the presidential election.
Okay.
Okay? So, Jeff, we're going to do Alabama first. How many electoral votes do you think they have?
Georgia has like around 20, so I think... Alabama has 14.
Bob? That's not correct. So if you're closer, then you get to go to the bonus
question.
So all
he needs to do is guess 13 or 15, right?
Well, I mean, he could have guessed something else, but now I guess he could.
Alabama has 9 electoral votes.
You are correct. They do have 9.
Really?
That's
it?
So the bonus question. What is the biggest city in Alabama... for population, and just the city, obviously surroundings don't count, just the city.
Birmingham.
You are correct. If you can get another bonus question, if you can guess within 25,000, what is the population?
470,000.
You are incorrect.
Jeff? 390,000.
200,000.
Really? That's
yes,
all?
That is it.
That surprises me.
A lot of these, I was surprised at the numbers.
That's just so, city limits, though. So they are going to be a little smaller than
they're
we
They're going to be a little smaller, yes. All right, so 2-0 Bob. Bob.
Two?
You are up.
Yeah, I got two.
Oh, goodness.
Votes. Alaska.
Electoral votes,
electoral
Alaska.
Electoral votes in Alaska. How many do they have?
They have three.
Three's correct. So you get to go straight to the bonus round.
Anchorage.
You are correct. Population.
160,000.
Incorrect.
82,000.
291,000.
Yeah, I knew that was
a little bigger.
I knew I was low.
A little bigger than I thought there. All right.
What's the score?
4-0.
Heard from Ron Baker?
Not yet. He's,
yeah, he's probably too embarrassed
he's
now.
He's probably in the restroom.
Jeff.
What?
Tennessee.
Tennessee has, they've got some cities. They've got 15 electoral votes.
Bob?
So I got to get closer.
You got to get closer.
Tennessee, Alabama had 9. Tennessee has 16.
They have 11.
I knew that.
Darn
I was
it.
Picturing the map, and I
Darn
saw 11
it.
On there. So I got closer.
You are closer. So the biggest city in Tennessee is?
Nashville.
You are correct for another point. Population?
440,000.
Correct.
585,000.
Closer. 689.
I get that point.
No, you don't. You got to get within 25,000.
Well, that's
a
ridiculous.
Point. That's the double bonus point. You got to get it. You can't just don't. You don't just get that one.
All right. Next.
All right, Bob. How many electoral votes are in Maine?
I'll say 4.
You are correct.
So, banger.
What? What'd you say?
Banger, Maine, the biggest city.
Incorrect.
Augusta.
Incorrect.
Lewiston.
Incorrect. You can have one more he gets to.
It's something that starts with a B.
It's not. It's Portland.
Oh, duh.
Ah.
So I will give you both an opportunity, whoever gets closest for the population of Maine will get
for
a point.
For the population of Maine or yes. Portland, Maine?
For Portland, Maine.
Did I go first?
Yes, it was your question.
95,000.
94,000.
68,000.
Jeffrey?
Why did, there's no advantage of going first on that.
Well, you both got it wrong, so that's how the game works.
All right.
You got a problem with the game, that's too bad. That's the way
well, go
it
with
works.
The, what's the next? Whose turn?
Jeff's
turn. Jeff.
Yeah.
Let's go with Ohio.
Ooh.
This should be right up your alley.
Ooh. Yeah, I should know that. 18?
23.
17.
Really?
17.
In Ohio.
In Ohio. They have 17. Jeff?
Columbus.
Biggest city in Ohio is Columbus, correct. Population, you got to get this now within 25.
660,000.
No.
Not that big.
It's got 1 million people in it.
Yeah, in the metro area.
Yeah. So
512,000.
905,000.
What?
905,000.
My turn.
Your turn. Let's go to, well, why not go there? Let's go to Texas.
Electoral votes in Texas. 26.
Jeff?
It's somewhere in the 40s, so I'll just guess 35.
It's 40. Biggest city in Texas.
Houston.
Wait,
you got it wrong.
Isn't that mine?
No, he got it right.
What do you mean he got it right?
It's whoever's
it right.
closest. If you get it right on the nose, then you get it.
Oh, my God.
Well, we've only been doing it for like 8 states.
Houston.
Yes. Population. Good luck with this one, boys.
1.735 million.
No.
Probably way higher.
$3.7 million.
$2.3 million.
So I was closer.
But you don't get it. You don't get the point because it's not within 25,000.
I was closer anyway. What's the score?
Boy. It's 7-6 for Bob.
My turn.
I only have six.
Yeah. Sure. Pennsylvania.
Now it's Jeff's turn.
No, I did Ohio.
He did Ohio.
I did Texas.
That's right. Pennsylvania, Jeff.
You get a text?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, let's hear it.
We got to pause the game for a second,
everyone. I
don't
like this text.
From Why? Ron? From Ron?
Yeah.
What's it say?
I don't know. It's supposed to be an insult, but it's kind of a compliment. He said, Derby grads only know sports. Come on. Shaking my head, Bob.
What does that mean?
It means you're not doing well at this game. Pennsylvania?
I'm beating
Pennsylvania.
You.
Pennsylvania.
29.
Bob?
That's way too many for Pennsylvania. 20.
19. Bob's correct.
Gosh dang it.
He's so rattled by Ron Baker.
Yeah, you got him now. Take advantage.
He thinks you know sports. That's the biggest issue.
Biggest population in Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is correct.
Philadelphia.
9-6.
Wait a minute. Don't I get to name the population?
You get the first shot at
it. By the way, trying to get within 25,000 of these.
It's tough in a lot of these. Yeah. I might move it to 50.
No, you started the game. We finished the game the way it started.
I like that. Yep.
4 million.
Incorrect.
2.823 million.
1.6.
Really?
Wow. Really?
Philly's got a lot of suburbs.
So I would have had to say 1.5.
What's the score now from a guy that
9-6
doesn't know anything about anything but sports?
Whose turn is it? I already forgot.
It's my turn.
California.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. How many did Ohio have? Texas had 40. California, 52.
I think it's a little more. It's in the upper 50s, I want to say. So I'm going to say 53.
It's 54. Jeff, biggest city in California.
How does he get that?
Because it was 54. You said 52. He said 53.
Yeah, he gets to go one up. I was right there.
Well, that's not my fault. You should have said 54.
This was a dumb game.
Well, it's okay when he goes first. That's why you go back and forth. Jeff.
Los Angeles.
You are correct. 9-8 in population. Good luck with this one.
More than that. 9.3 million.
No.
Los Angeles. It's the second largest city in the country. New York's the largest. 12.738 million.
3.9 million.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's not true.
Well, that's what it says, and that's what we go by, and I'm the judge.
Your source?
Eight. My source is right here. All right. Whose turn is it?
Well, no, I ask who your source is.
Well, whatever I'm on here. The Electoral College. Who does all this stuff? That's who I'm on.
All right, my turn.
All right, let's go
It's Jeff's turn.
Yeah, it's Jeff's turn.
What's the score, 11-8?
9-8. Colorado.
Colorado has 11 electoral votes.
Well, I'll go 10.
10 is correct.
I knew it was 10. Why do I do that?
Denver.
You are correct again. 11-8 population.
1.4.
Nope.
665,000.
That's the closest you guys have been. 715.
50 off. That would have got me a point. Yeah, well, the rules change.
Well, you didn't want them changed, so that's just too bad. So now it's a one-point game again.
What do you mean a one-point?
Well, he just got 2 points.
I got the 2 point.
You got the 2 points?
Yes.
Oh, well, then it's 5-point game.
No, it's a three-point game.
3-point game. Connecticut.
Is it your turn? I did Colorado.
Yeah. No, I did Colorado.
He did Colorado.
Oh, Connecticut. Boy, that's tough. 8.
Jeff?
No, it's got like 3 or 4. I'll go 7.
7's correct.
Oh, wow.
So I get within 1, and this moron comes in.
Yeah, I know.
And goes 1 fewer.
I know. It's awesome. I love this game.
Hartford.
Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Connecticut. Hartford? Man. Not... Oh, my goodness. I know I'm going to kick myself. I don't know. Waterbury?
No.
Do I get one more guess?
You need to get one more.
Stamford?
No.
What?
If it's not Hartford, I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
We'll take it out, but it was Bridgeport, and you were going to say that.
I should have had that. Gosh darn it. Do I get the
population?
Bridgeport. 211,000.
109,000.
148,000. So close. So close. Bob's up by two.
All right.
Jeff.
Yep.
Let's go.
Wait, what time is it?
Who cares? This is awesome. Okay, let's go close to home. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma has six.
Bob.
Seven.
Seven is absolutely
I hate correct. Everyone.
What do you think about me now, Ron?
He's so in his head. Here I am just having a normal friendship with Ron Baker. And this guy has never felt
this should be
more
easy.
Threatened.
Biggest city population.
Oklahoma City.
Wise. Right. Population.
680,000.
Jeff.
402,000.
681,000.
Oh, man.
He gets... He takes a bit of a lead
and
there.
Then I
on
get
you.
Another bonus question.
No, you just that's the last bonus question you can get.
Well, I'm this game's
five.
Wrapped up.
You're up by five, Jeff. Michigan.
Michigan has eight,
nine,
15. Oh, man, I hate this game, and now you're just loving it.
Can we take a break?
Not yet.
I quit.
Biggest city in Michigan.
Detroit.
You are correct. Population. This one shocked me.
816,000.
No.
310,000.
639,000. I thought it was bigger than that.
I'm up seven, aren't I?
Yes.
Three more laughing emojis from Ron Baker.
Okay.
He's laughing at you.
No, he's laughing with me.
Well, you're not laughing.
Jeff,
you're getting your ass kicked.
Here's an easy one, Jeff.
Sorry to be so.
Kansas.
Oh, come on.
I don't think I know.
Of course you do. It's a number of congressional districts.
I don't know the answer to that. There's like seven plus nine?
Four.
Six.
You forgot to add the two senators.
Oh, yeah. All right, I was
so you win. Population.
Wait. I was closer.
No, nine
and four.
Four is closer to six.
I thought I said
nine.
Seven.
You said
no,
nine.
You didn't.
Oh, crap.
Biggest city population-wise.
Wichita.
You are correct.
And the population is?
According to the census from last year.
395,000.
Jeff.
333,000.
397,000.
All right. We need to take a break.
This is an absolute blowout.
Fine. Break.
All right.
We need a break.
Bob.
We got Joanna.
Yeah, we do have Joanna. Let's do take a break.
Okay.
We'll pick it up in the last segment. But that's just unbelievable.
Well, from a guy who said this is the dumbest game ever to this is unbelievable.
I'm so good at that game. And you know what motivated me?
Ron Baker.
All he knows is sports. We'll be back.
Ron Baker called you a blind squirrel.
We'll be back with Joanna Chadwick.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Joanna Chadwick joins us from Vite Magazine. She is a longtime follower of high school sports in our community, in our area. Hey, Joanna, how are you?
Hey, I'm just glad that I'm someone who can be on the show at least some of the time.
I think that's a dig at me. I would agree.
That was funny.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Thank you.
Because it was true, so it's even better.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
I'm hardly ever here. All right, this was Joanna's final appearance. Let's get out here and talk some high school football. This is always a weird week, the opening week of the playoffs. I said earlier in the week that if I were Wichita North, I would go to Manhattan. I would be happy, be festive. But if I were their coach and their players, I would never not have 12 men on the field in protest. What are your thoughts on that, Joanna?
That is crazy. And I think when we discuss this, this is not a dig at you, and yet it's going to come as a dig at you. So I'm just going to get you ready for it. There is no way to make this first round of the playoffs ideal for anybody. You don't want to give any buys because we need to keep teams playing. It is a better situation than we've ever had before, but I also understand why teams like North, for instance, have in the past, and some teams maybe this year who have struggled, will lose a lot of their players this week who they will quit the team because they don't want to walk into a situation like North going to Manhattan and campus going to Derby again. So I get those things. It just kind of is what it is. We've got to get through this week. We have to play out that bracket. And then next week will be a lot better. But regardless, it's still a better situation than what we've ever had before.
I disagree. And here's why.
Oh, my God. Why?
You had 14 districts. All you had to do was finish second. I get that every now and then you had a good team finish third. But if you can't finish top two in your district, I don't need to see you try to draw out your success in the postseason. Missing a good team every few years, missing the playoffs, is much better than me having to see North and Manhattan, Derby and Campus.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous.
But can I please weigh in here? You're saying missing
yes.
a good team every once in a while. Let me tell you something.
Right.
When you've been one of those good teams that is rarely one of those good teams, and then you're edged out because in your good year it wasn't good enough to get you into the playoffs.
Sorry.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy. Let me tell you something.
Thanks for putting
that
Jeff.
That's not crazy. Win. Do
that
better.
You sit here and you sit in a situation where it's so easy to look at a team like, let's just say, Derby, okay, where they're good year in and year out. But the fact of the matter is, not every program is like that. And some programs need a above-average senior class to get them into the playoffs. And to not even have the opportunity to get there is crap.
I see your side, Joanna.
At least.
But here's the thing about Jeff today. He's feeling a little bit because he's been having a text exchange with Ron Baker.
That continues, by the way. Former NBAer.
So he's feeling his oats
a
little bit.
Tell Ron I said hi. I'll just text him myself.
There you go. Beautiful. Duda.
Is it better for...
No, let's go to Duda.
Is it better for three games to have meaning or zero?
Duda, your turn.
Well, what fixes this then?
is there a way that we could fix this so it's
Well, I don't think Joanna
better,
thinks it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I think it's okay the way it's at. I'm going to ask you about a game, and let's go. And, of course, I'm going to ask you about the Mays game. Mays Washburn.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Washburn Rural.
Well, go. Ask her.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Mays is looking good. They put the new quarterback in. What do you think? Can they make a run at this or no?
I mean, I think they can make a run to a different point. But obviously what they've done here in the second half of the season is definitely something we should be watching for. I think that their win over Mays South was a really, really good win, especially for it to be a rivalry, and Mays South was unbeaten at that point. I think that they can beat Washburn Rural. I don't as for how far Mays will go, that I just can't answer you.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vipe Magazine, also a journalism instructor at Derby High School. Salina Central, which is pretty good. They're just play in a very tough division. They get Mays South at Mays South tonight. That to me is the best game of the evening because I just don't have any clue what to think. Mays South lost three in a row. That loss to Mays sent them into a little bit of a tailspin. Salina Central just scored 52 against Goddard and our friend Tommy Beeson. I find this game, I couldn't pick it. What do you think?
Well, I think it's definitely a tough one, and I can't quite get a handle on Mays South either. They had looked pretty good. I mean, I had people telling me that their offense really was scary, and yet we'd seen them score 10 points against Valley Center. So I don't know. I think that Salina Central is a pretty legit team, though, and what they can do. You know, a pretty good passing game with Jack Gordon. But I think that this is a toss-up game. I mean, honestly, and just think it is a game that we probably wouldn't have if we changed the playoff system.
Do you think...
It was a dig at Jeff.
I was thinking about my next question and my next text with Ron Baker, so I apologize.
Oh, God. Wearing us out.
Shouldn't a lot of people... We got maybe the best player in Kansas who plays at the far end of this western part of the state. He's going to be relatively close tonight. I'm talking about Lincoln Cure of Goodland playing in Heston. That's a game a lot of people should go out and see, right?
Well, I would think so, and I think that one of the exciting things about Kansas athletics is that we have these little pockets of talent that on a night like tonight where there isn't really a great game, is that do you have to watch your team play? I mean, why don't you go watch somebody else? Why don't you go see a kid like that? And frankly, I mean, I've said it before, Heston's one of my favorite places to go to watch football games. I love that field. But I think that that's the kind of night that, oh, you haven't seen, you know, Jalen Mason play, then go watch him. So, I mean, this is a good week for that.
Talking with Joanna Chadwick, here's another fallacy with the system that we have. And again, I'm not going to necessarily debate with you that could we do better. It is better than the system we had previously, in my opinion. But you got Bishop Miege, and I've grown to really not like him. Sorry. I'm sure the kids there are wonderful. I'm sure the teachers are fantastic. It's just the whole concept. So they've won one game, yet they've played a killer schedule, and they get Lewisburg. And Lewisburg's had a really good year, and their reward is to play a team that'll probably beat them. And it's all just based on record. And Miege doesn't have a good record, so here we go.
Man, one win. That is stunning. Well, you really hope that in this instance that you don't see Lewisburg lose. I would imagine that they are well aware that this is a game that they could lose, that they are not overlooking Miege. I don't have a way to get around this. I mean,
I do.
There's just a no. Really, what are you going to do? You're going to, like, wait?
Four-team districts, Miege misses the playoffs.
You want to go back to districts?
I'm just saying, what's wrong with it?
But, Jeff, we fought for years to get out of districts because we consistently watched teams. For this, what is this, Jeff?
Look at the 5A. I'm talking to Joanna.
Please let her talk.
I'm going to ask her a question, and we'll make a statement. But look at the 5A bracket. There's disparity up and down, except the disparity is all the teams with bad records are good because they're from the northeast part of the state. And then you have these other teams that are just waltzing in with their 6-2 records that are going to get pummeled.
So, hold up a second. So, because the teams from the northeast part of the state play a tougher schedule and don't have as good of a record, we should not put them into the playoffs. But let the ones who have better records because they don't play as good of teams, they should continue on. That doesn't make any sense.
You're still going to end up with the best teams winning, in my opinion.
But if Miege is the best team in their class at one win, why the heck would you keep them off the field? They still deserve to win it.
Yeah, but they don't deserve. Lewisburg doesn't deserve to play them in the first round. Anyway,
I have no problem.
We'll never have a system that we all like. We'll never have that. And the Kansas State High School Activities Association continues to make some inroads and do some things better, but they'll always fall short in some people's eyes. Joanna, we always appreciate your time. It's much more orderly with you when I'm here, and I'll vow to be here next Friday.
I just want to say this was my most fun interaction I think that we've ever had on the show. That was fun.
Me too.
Yeah, because you dominated Jeff. Thank you.
Please.
We'll talk to you next week.
Please.
Bye, guys.
All right, Joanna Chadwick with us, and she'll be back next Friday. From Byte Magazine. Let's get to Jim quickly, Jim. We got a game here we got to get played. What's up?
We'll put that game on someday when it's snowing. Anyway.
No, we like the game, Jim. What do you have?
Heston was every bit as good as the Wichita Eagle wrote him up. And Andale ended up beating them 60-14 at Heston, and I was there. And it was looking like a blizzard coming from all directions. I've never seen so much speed on two football teams in my life.
Well, and Andale took it to him pretty good.
And I don't know what
Andale's pretty good, Jim. We've established that.
I bet there's more speed out there somewhere, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff even has a kid going to Andale. We don't even get any air.
There you go.
Okay. I do not. She goes to Kansas State University.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thanks to Jim. All right, what do we have? What's the next state?
Well, what was Jim mad about?
I don't know what Jim's mad about. He's if he's like me, he's older, he gets mad. I mean, that's what we do when we're older.
That's fair.
That's true. Next. No debate there.
I mean, things irritate us.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're looking for an argument, we got to change the subject. We agree with you.
Go. What's the next state?
All right, we're starting over. Jeff.
Yes.
Arizona.
Arizona has Phoenix.
Well, you can't answer that.
I know, so I'm thinking it's got a lot of people. It's probably got around 17 electoral votes.
16, fewer.
It's 11.
What?
Well, I don't know. You can what me all you want. That's all they got.
That's craziness.
Bob, this is going to be a tough one.
Does he get to guess the...
You do, because you got it right.
Phoenix.
You are correct. Population.
Tough one because it's spread out all over the place.
It is.
The actual city of Phoenix, probably 412,000.
No.
1.48 million.
Close, 1.6.
Dang it. I was thinking it'd be one.
Like Metro.
I was thinking it'd be 1.5.
Oh, it's pretty. Phoenix is big.
All right, my turn. I'm up 2-0.
All right, let's go to Delaware.
Delaware. Delaware. Three.
You are correct.
Yeah, of course it has three. It's got two. Every one has at least two, and then, come on.
Biggest city.
Dover.
Incorrect.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Manchester.
Manchester.
Wilmington.
Wilmington. Nah, should have gotten that one.
Population.
Population of Wilmington. 127,000.
84,000.
Jeff gets a point.
Yeah.
70,000. 70.
What's the score?
1,000.
3-1?
3-1.
My turn.
You just had Delaware. So let's go to Mississippi.
They've got six.
What? You are correct.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get that?
Some of the photographic memory. I see it in my brain.
Oh, please.
All the maps.
Yeah, you've done so well at this game.
Well, some of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've been really hot.
Thank you.
Biggest
city you're an idiot.
In Mississippi.
Jackson?
Correct.
111,000.
Incorrect.
137,000.
153. Bob gets the point.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Bob's up by two.
Who cares at this point?
My turn.
Let's go to, Missouri.
Missouri. That's a good one. I'll say 12 electoral votes.
I'm going to go lower and say 11.
It is 10.
Yeah, boy.
Darn it.
You're within one. Biggest city in
biggest
Missouri.
Biggest city.
I get that, right?
No, I got it
gets
right.
The point.
St. Louis.
Incorrect.
Kansas City.
You are correct. Population.
It's not what I...
475,000.
Incorrect.
422,000.
508. Dang it. I almost got it.
You were close. Off by 8,000.
Darn it.
But you're still up by two after that steal.
Whose turn?
Yours. Jeff's. Georgia.
They're an important state. They've got in the teens somewhere. It's 13, 14, 15, or 16. And it feels like there's 13.
14.
16.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Biggest city.
Atlanta.
Correct. Population.
2.3 million.
No.
Don't care. Next.
Why are you giving up?
Don't care. Next.
You're only down by four. You can
4.281 million.
No, it's like, no, you're not even close.
Whatever.
You're only down by 4 points.
Shut up and play the
you
game.
You got to calm down. I gave you a chance to get back at this, and now you're whining about it. Stop.
Terrible
lunch.
You get turned down for lunch, and look what's happened.
I know.
Officially turned down yet. Can we please play?
There's been no response about lunch. You've had responses. Your direct question was, would you like to go to lunch sometime,
Ron? No, I said,
let's
go to the Candle Club. I think he knew I was being serious. Go ahead. Next.
Oregon.
Ah, love it. Love it.
Go.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
Oregon has eight.
Eight's correct.
Yeah, I was going to say nine.
Portland.
Correct.
294,000.
No.
Don't care. Next. I'm not going to get these population ones. I got to catch up. Let's go.
Well, you have free shots at it. Like, why wouldn't you just take a stab at it?
145,000.
No, you're not even close. All right.
What is it?
650.
Oh, wow.
All right, Jeff, here you go. I'll try to get you a good one, okay?
Whatever.
What am I up? Six?
Yep.
Seven?
Six. Vermont.
Vermont has three.
You are correct. Biggest city.
Burlington.
Correct. Population.
90,000.
Bob.
Burlington.
Yes.
Vermont.
Yes.
70,000.
Oh, 44.
You missed it
off by
44.7. You missed it by 267 vote or people.
Oh my gosh.
But you're still up by four.
My turn.
Virginia.
Virginia. Ooh, that's going to be tough for biggest city. Virginia. 10.
9.
13.
All right.
I thought it was 8.
Biggest city?
Biggest city's tough. Roanoke.
No.
Richmond.
No. Virginia Beach.
Wow.
So we'll move on. You're up 5.
Seems like I'm up more, but we'll trust you.
I was bad at this game. I'm
Nebraska.
Pissed off about it.
Nebraska. Jeff.
Probably similar to Kansas, so let's just say 6.
5.
5's correct.
Omaha.
Correct.
I'm leaving. I'm not doing anything. Yeah, I'm out.
490,000.
486,000.
Well, this is just an I can't believe this.
Oh, what is going on?
You're done?
Look at him. He's packing it
Get
in.
Get your microphone and participate.
I'm done.
That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. What are you so worried about?
If you can't win, don't play.
What am I up?
If you can't win, don't play. Like a lot.
Well, give me one more state.
Okay, let's do Arkansas.
Arkansas. That's very similar. It's one up from Kansas. It's either 7 or 8. I'll say 7.
8. 6.
I got it right.
Done.
Little Rock.
Correct. Population.
310,000.
No, you missed that one. Jeff, this is if you get this race worth 5 points.
Whatever. What?
Population of Little Rock.
I don't know, 10.
I love it. He's so mad.
What a horrible sport.
He doesn't have it right. He's mad. He can't.
What is the population?
200,000.
Yeah.
So I said 210,000.
All right.
I love the fact that you're so mad.
Shut up.
And you're more mad about the texting than anything.
I'm happy with my.
You can't even chase that phone.
I know. It's
happy
unreal.
With my texting.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Good game. I think I established myself as the expert when it comes to electoral votes, biggest cities in each state. And frankly, I got quite a few of the populations. Quite frankly, you're an idiot. Quite frankly, you're an idiot. And we had all weekend.
The big cities, too. Oh, I love you. You're so rattled. This is fantastic.
I love
this for a Friday.
We'll be back on Monday. Jeff still can't look me in the eyes. See you Monday.